I am delighted to be with you this morning to share the word and to be part of the ministry of the word and the ministry of the sacrament. I bring greetings on my own behalf, on behalf of my family members, and also on behalf of my congregation. Today, as we celebrate Epiphany Sunday, it is manifestation of Christ to the Gentile world. St. Matthew, gospel writer, presenting Jesus in the perspective of a Jewish background. The perception and understanding of the Jewish community is that a Messiah would be born for themselves, and they would like to confine a Messiah to their own community, to their own culture, or to their own religion. And Matthew, gospel writer, is presenting Jesus as the cosmic figure. He is the savior of the world. He is not just the Messiah for the Jewish community members, but he is the Messiah for the entire cosmos. And we see the three wise men are the Magi from East, the unknown land or unnamed people take the initiative to see baby Jesus with precious gifts. Today, as we look into Matthew Gospel chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, this event is recorded, the visitation of the Magi. Most of our Sunday school kids know we three kings of Orient are, and they beautifully depict that what wise men bring and how they travel from a distant land and come and worship baby Jesus. The wise men were able to recognize or receive the good news about the birth of a savior through the cosmic interpretation or revelation, the subject in which they were very experts. Sometimes the presentation of gospel, we assume that it happens only with person to person or only with the people. But God knows how to spread the news. And he uses the star, a great star, through the galaxy. It is revealed to the people far away from Bethlehem to know that a savior is born in the city of David. These three people who were bringing the precious things have affirmed or accepted that Jesus is the Messiah for whom the Jewish community members are awaiting. Probably they were aware with the scriptures of the Mosaic law or the prophets that this particular community is awaiting for a savior. And when they got the news, they immediately started their journey towards Jesus Christ. Today, as we reflect upon this particular passage, we need to question ourselves. When the news come to us about savior, when we heard about that Jesus Christ has come into the world, he died for me, he defeated the death, and is going to come again, how is our approach to Jesus Christ? What are we preparing and how are we preparing to see Jesus or encounter Jesus? No doubt these three wise men brings gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These three things play symbolically very significance in the scriptures. Gold is something acceptance of the authority of Jesus Christ by presenting this precious metal to Jesus Christ. These three wise men, one among them, brings forth this particular precious gift. He brings to honor Jesus Christ that he is the noble person. He was able to come and bow and pay his tributes to Jesus Christ, to accept the authority of Jesus Christ in his life. Today, what are we bringing to Jesus Christ? Do we really submit to the authority of Jesus Christ? To what extent Jesus can make decisions in our life? Do we really submit to the will of God and allow the Holy Spirit to work within us? We always pray and say that, Lord, if it is your will, but do we really mean it? These wise men are powerful reminders for us as we pass through the season of Advent and a new season in the church calendar, and also in our academic calendars, it is a new season. Most of us might have made a lot of resolutions on 31st night or January 1st. I am going to give up these weaknesses. I am going to work out on these weaknesses in these areas. I need help. I am going to adapt to this new way of living. I am going to adopt these new habits. In the church circle, some people might have made resolution that I am going to read the Bible every day. Some people might have made a resolution that I am going to pray every day. I do not know what are the thoughts which are going on in your minds now when I am saying this. But this wise man brings the precious metal as a token of submission and surrender to the kingship of Jesus. The second person who brings in frankincense, this is recognized as his divinity, God coming down upon to this earth. This is unimaginable phenomena for Middle Eastern or Mediterranean cultural people. How can God become flesh? How can God come down to this earth? Because the earth is full of sinful nature. The human beings are so weak. And how can this God come down? But this wise man from the east, he is able to recognize the divinity in Christ Jesus. They mistook about Jesus' birth and they go to the palace courts, assuming that Jesus might have been born in the palace courts of Herod. Herod was a very popular guy in his time. He was earlier governor, and then he was elevated with the favor of Roman authorities as king to rule and govern the Jewish community members. He was very much known for his architectural buildings. He was very popular about his own administration. Though he was very popular, he was not an acceptable person for the Jewish community because of his Edomian or Edomite descendancy. But when he heard the news that where is the king of the Jews, he was unable to accept. He was unable to accept the fact that who is the person who is coming as a competition to me? There is no birth has taken place in my palace courts. I am not aware of begotting any children. But how come this news has spread out of palace courts and somebody coming from east and asking me this question? The divineness of Jesus must be accepted by all. That is the prophecy. That is what we read in Psalms, that all kings shall fall down before him, and all nations shall do him service. People are unable to recognize the presence of Jesus when he was ministering 2,000 years ago, and we are unable to recognize now who is very much within our hearts. He is with us. He is a God, Emmanuel, who is always with us, who is always within us, and is always leading us. How many of us do we really recognize the presence of Jesus within ourselves? How many of us really recognize Jesus in the face of the suffering communities? How many of us realize or recognize the divinity in the existence of fellow brothers and sisters who are around us? Mother Teresa, who comes to India to serve the gutter children. Gutter children means the orphan children on the streets. People asked her, "Why have you come all the way from your country, leaving your people and serving these kids on the streets?" The answer what she gives is, "I am able to see Jesus' face on these innocent kids' faces." That means Jesus, in his parable, time and again reminds that I am present in the midst of suffering communities. I am present with the suffering people. I am always with the needy and afflicted. Today, we need to focus our attention upon the suffering communities and experience the divinity of Jesus among us. The person who brings in this frankincense is also a reminder that it is an offering to please God. The frankincense is used as perfume or in preparation of perfume. In Book of Exodus, chapter 30, verse 34, the instruction to the community is that when you prepare this aroma with this particular ingredient, you cannot use it for yourself, but this should be used alone to glorify God, to honor God. And this person who is bringing this frankincense is reminding us today that we are set apart people, we are chosen people, we are a holy nation. As Jesus is holy, we are sanctified in his name, we are sanctified in his blood, and therefore it is a powerful reminder for us that we need to lead a holy life, a set apart life in this world. Though we live in the world, we are not of the world. Therefore, it is a reminder to each one of us that we are chosen people, recognizing Jesus' divinity among us and radiating his gospel values in and through our life. The third gift that the person brings in is myrrh, representing Jesus' humanity. He is fully divine, he is fully human. This is what we affirm in our Nicene Creedal statement. The affirmation of our faith is that Jesus Christ is fully divine and fully human. And Jesus is presented with this particular myrrh, which is used as an embalming oil. The one who came is also going to die. It is not going to be an ordinary death. It is going to be an extraordinary death. This oil is used to preserve the bodies. This oil is used to safeguard the essence of the body. And it is a reminder about that Jesus Christ is going to die, and this person is the source of life. This person is the source of preservation. He is the only source of preservation of this body, preservation of the creation, and preservation of the life. They were able to recognize the significance of the mission and ministry of Jesus Christ. They were able to see his life, his death, and resurrection. And today, as we celebrate this Epiphany Sunday, let us commit ourselves to God. Let us recognize Jesus' presence by presenting or honoring him with the precious gifts with which we are bestowed. The precious gifts that we have, the precious things what we possess, the precious talents what we are bestowed with, they should be able to honor the life, witness, and mission of Jesus Christ. St. Paul, before knowing Jesus, he was a very harsh person. After coming to know Jesus Christ, he was able to proclaim through his letter, remind the community members in Ephesians, saying that, "I am writing this letter about the fulfillment of the mystery which is revealed through the coming of Jesus Christ." The mystery is that we are all heirs and members of the same body. We all belong to the same family of Jesus Christ. And let us claim the promises which are revealed through the mystery of Jesus Christ, that we are partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through this gospel. Today it is our turn to honor the Lord with the best gifts. What gift can you bring to honor Jesus Christ? What gift do you have to glorify Jesus Christ? What gift that you have that you want to give as a token of surrender and submission to the mission and ministry of our Lord? May the good Lord continue to strengthen us to discern, to bring forth into his presence, into his mission and ministry, the precious talents that we have, the precious resources that we have, are bestowed with, the precious gifts that we have, should be able to glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we bow our heads and pause for a moment in silence, examining ourselves? Almighty God, our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time. We thank you, Master, for reminding us today about the gifts that we have, and the gifts that we have should glorify your holy name. Lord, give us that mind, heart, and a burden to surrender these gifts which glorify your holy name. Continue to bless us, continue to use us for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.